does it mean to get to the pole vault for the third time?
I guess you could say it's just hard work paying off, you know. You know, like you said, like I've been talking about all last few weeks, you know, after an unfortunate year, you know, it's something I guess you could take positive out of the year.
Something that we saw publicly, that you made public, was handling the ball. Do you have any cool moments or any reactions that have happened that you'll take away that maybe we haven't seen since that point?
You know, it's main thing is just the pictures and stuff like that. You know, those things mean a lot. You know, I'll probably take a lot of those, not a lot of them, but the ones I have, and have somebody, you know, do something cool with them, just as give to them probably for Father's Day or something like that. But, you know, those things, those special moments.
Last thing, you take your fellow seniors with you to Hawaii and dinner this summer too?
Looking like it.
Are they lobbying?
Yeah, definitely.
Beginning of the year, there were so many questions of why can't they get the ball to Calvin? Why can't they find Calvin? There's not one receiver on the roster right now that was on the 53 original man roster, but yet he's getting more receptions, getting the ball more. How do you explain the difference in the two almost different seasons?
I think it's, you know, just guys going down, you know, got to step up, you know, make more plays for the team. You know, we're lacking that there for a little bit, and, you know, I guess that's the main part of it. You know, a lot of guys went down, not the guys that Matt trusted.
But wouldn't you think it would be easier to get the ball when guys like Nate or, you know, Titus or Ryan would clean up?
That's true. It's weird the way it works. I can't even explain it. I really can't.
What would getting 2,000 mean to you?
That'd be big. You know, kind of almost put that thing away for a while. You know, like all records are meant to be broken, but that'd make it tough.
Is that something you? And I know you're not big on individual things, but you think maybe I get to 2,000, it takes somebody having a really good season to even challenge.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it'll take a long time, you know, for somebody to come and get that. You never know, it could happen next year, but it'll be a tough one. You got to put in a lot of work to get that.
Calvin, last time you played the Bears, I think you had like 30, 40 yards. What do they do that maybe can limit you in ways that other teams can't?
Man, they been playing that cover two system that they have, but since they've been there, they do real well with that, the cover three, you know, and disguising it. They do a great job with their safeties and bringing them down real late, you know, from film. In recent games, they haven't done it as much, but for some reason, when we see them, they do a lot of disguising and stuff. So it's not that makes it harder. You know, there are some opportunities that we miss. But, they do a great job. And we play them twice a year, so they kind of know us in and out like we know them.
Are they also one of the better teams at punching the ball loose and stripping the ball?
Well, I'll totally credit that to, one thing they do, they rally to the ball, their defense, you know, they get to the ball. But Pat Tillman, man, he does a hell of a job of, Charles Tillman, he does a great job of getting that ball out. You see him doing it over the years, just punching it out, you know, and, I got to give him credit. He does a great job better.
Season's not over, but what do you have to set up in that curse?
What curse?
Now that you have the record, do you ever feel like there's a responsibility for record holders like that to play a certain way, to maintain a certain level of play?
I figure in my coach, Sean Jefferson, you know, he told me when the first time I made the Pro Bowl, you know, he's like, well, now, you know, you made a Pro Bowl, you got to play the Pro Bowl level every week because guys are going to come and give you your best. They're going to come and try to make a name off of you. So, you know, you got to bring your best every Sunday. So that's been, it's been like that.
Calvin, you mentioned Sean. What's he meant to you?
Man, that's a good question, man. Don't get that asked a lot. You know, brought me up in this thing as far as mentally getting my mindset right week in, week out. Taught me a lot of tools of the trade to play receiver. You know, when I came in here, I was raw. You know, first year, just came in here just off of talent. You know, I won off of talent in college, but when you come here, you got to redefine your skill set, you know, and he's done a great job with me as far as that goes.
Seems like the one thing he's always done, he's never treated Jenny differently than anybody else. He gets on you maybe more so than some of the other guys.
That's another thing that he holds me accountable for the group, you know, and it's one, it teaches you leadership skills, you know, and it teaches you to come to work every day ready to work. Once you cross these white lines, it's time to work, and, you know, I give him a lot of credit for that, man. He's brought me up the right way with him.
Based on some of the comments from the Bears, why is there so much bad blood in this rivalry between the Lions and the Bears?
Boy, I can tell you right now, that thing starts in the interior lineman, boy. But they be going at it, and there's so much trash talking going on in that game every year, you know, more than any other game. So, and then it's like just right across the lake. So, I mean, we're so close in proximity, and then we play each other twice a year, so.
Does it carry over to you? I mean, do you get some of the brunt of that? I mean, do they get mad?
I don't, like, in the secondary, you know, we just out there, you know, guys is out there, you know, running our ass off out there, so we don't have time to talk. But you mix it up with the linebackers and the linemen just for fun every now and then.
Can you repeat anything that they
say? No, you really can't. You really can't. Trying to be fine.
Kevin, are you at a point yet where maybe you're actively involved in in-game adjustments from, like, first half to the second half? Mm-hmm. I mean, how does that work with you and maybe Coach Linehan, you know, getting together before the second half or before a series of plays go out?
Well, I'll tell you this. During the halftime, though, the coaches go back and do their thing. But our time is during the game. After every series, you got to communicate, let them know what's happening, let them know what I might could win on versus something else. And that's what we do. Getting better and better at doing that, too.